We're sponsored by the Keepersall family of wines, available at KE Cellars in the French Quarter on South Broadway across from the mall, near Lindale on Highway 69, about a half mile south of I-20, at Fresh by Brookshire's, and in neighborhood Brookshire stores all over East Texas. The other day, in a simple metaphor, Rush Limbaugh again demonstrated why he remains at the top of the talk radio pyramid. Speaking on the subject of President Obama's recently undertaken series of speeches focusing on the economy, Rush said, succinctly and accurately, Obama has gone into reruns. No, said Rush. He's gone into syndication. The metaphor comes from TV. Let's use the TV series MASH as an example. MASH debuted on CBS in September 1972. It was an instant hit. The show was in production for 11 seasons, during which about 25 episodes were made each year. In the network TV model that's more or less still followed today, those 25 episodes would air weekly from mid-September until mid-March. Then, during the early spring and summer, selected episodes would air a second time in what's called summer rerun season. After a season's worth of episodes was aired originally and selected episodes were aired in rerun, the series was offered to individual TV stations and cable networks to air largely at the discretion of those stations and cable networks. That's when you start seeing an old favorite at 2 o'clock in the morning when you can't sleep. This phase of a TV program's life is called syndication. By the time a show reaches syndication, it's becoming shop-worn. The longer it runs in syndication, the more shop-worn it becomes. When MASH was still new, it was a ratings dominator and must-see TV for millions. But MASH fans by now have seen every episode multiple times. Anyone who ever had an affinity for MASH can watch for 10 seconds and recall the episode and probably much of the dialogue. MASH was once the hottest property on TV. Today, it's filler. MASH has been seen so many times that even its one-time biggest fans flip past it when channel surfing. The example of MASH and Rush's metaphor applies to the president's announcement that he intends to pivot to the economy, jobs, and the middle class in a series of campaign-style speeches across the country. The first example of that pivot occurred at Knox College in Galesburg, Illinois, on Wednesday, July 24th. It was that speech that caused Rush to compare the president to a once-popular TV show that's now in syndication. Like a MASH episode, we've seen it before. Many times. Beset as he is by a weak economy, the growing unpopularity of Obamacare, and by persistent questions about the tragedy at Benghazi, official misconduct at the IRS, revelations about NSA spying on private citizens, that is to say you and me, and wiretapping carried out against AP and Fox News reporters, all of which the president now characterizes as phony scandals, one can understand that Obama is looking to rekindle the magic. But like an episode of MASH, seen for the 15th time, the president's speeches lack much of their original punch. Always standing against a backdrop of carefully selected true believers, itself a now predictable and tired tableau, the president is re-delivering lines from 5 years ago that, for whatever else good or bad could be said about them then, at least at the time benefited from his extraordinary skill at delivery. Today, 5 weary years into the most sluggish economy in 3 generations, skillful delivery is no longer enough. Rhetoric that once excited now falls flat. Just as MASH was once fresh and original but is today tired and worn out, so too are President Obama's speeches. Senate and House Democrats from vulnerable states and districts who must face the voters in 2014 need help from Obama. Many of them know that they are returning home for the August recess to face some very pointed questions from their constituents. Thus, the hitting of the stump. Speechmaking is the one thing everyone agrees that Barack Obama does well. But he should pay heed to Rush's metaphor. In the unlikely event that CBS ever tried to produce a new version of MASH, they would, at the very least, insist upon having fresh scripts. That's my word, what's yours? Go to YouTellMeTexas.com and you tell me. And follow me on Twitter, @PaulGleiser, GLEISER. It's going to be north of 100 degrees today when you finish work, and it's going to be miserable outside with a humidity and heat index somewhere around 115. In other words, miserable. So what you need is a cool oasis, and I have one. K.E. Sellers is a working winery, so out of necessity, they keep it cool inside. So here's what do. Walk into K.E. Sellers, walk straight to the tasting bar, tell them I sent you. There you will be able to select the wine or wines you intend to enjoy for the evening. Be sure to try the newly released Kiepersall 2009 Syrah. From there, it's off to the seating area. For a light European-style dinner, select a meat and cheese tray, then with your spouse or a friend or a co-worker, enjoy the wine, the cool comfort, and the live music. Inexpensive, relaxing, civilized. And the Kiepersall wines you'll enjoy are grown, vented, and bottled right here in East Texas. K.E. Sellers, Tyler's old world-style boutique winery in the French Quarter on South Broadway across from the mall, near Lindale on Highway 69, about a half mile south of I-20, and online at kesellers.com.